Sublimation is when something which is very, very light and ethereal can be compressed, 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 compressed all the way down until it becomes physical. And that's often how we get sick in the first place. You can deal with your beauty via the body. Please remember that your beauty is the exterior manifestation of what's going on the inside. So if there's something going on your face, sagging skin, eye bags, crepey skin, all of this is explained in Chinese medicine. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Described as the wellness expert you need to know by Forbes magazine, and not only need to know about, but actually need to listen to, because obviously we're on a podcast. Today is a Q&A where I'm going to be talking to you about a couple of really interesting topics. The first is about if you're doing face gua sha. It's very much a beauty episode today. That some people notice that when they first start gua sha-ing, they get spots, all sort of lumps and bumps that appear under the surface of the skin. So the first thing we're going to do is talk about that. And then the next thing we're going to talk about is a very common aging sign, which is when the lips at the side start to kind of dent in and sag downwards. It's a really common sort of aging thing that we don't like. So I'm going to talk to you about that as well. So before we get into today's episode, I'd like to talk to you about our two wonderful sponsors, because we don't take on anybody, you know, we're very picky here. So the first sponsor is The Naked Pharmacy. Now, the reason we love working with them so much is because on this podcast, we cover a wide range of health advice. I mean, from any given week, I'm going to be talking to you anything from shingles to sinusitis to eating chia seed rye bread in order to get good bowel movements in autumn to decluttering to a myriad of different things. And you need a partner that can kind of run with you at the same time. And The Naked Pharmacy is just that, because they have supplements for everything. Which means whatever topic we're talking about, you can pop over to The Naked Pharmacy and they will have supplements to support this information. Now, not only that, they are very content rich. They have an actual pharmacy, which is what's so great. So just as we as a brand here on Own Your Health are very keen to answer all your questions and to keep the dialogue going with you, to offer the advice as much as just products themselves, The Naked Pharmacy are the same. So they have the products to match the content, but they also have the expertise as well. Now, they cover anything from stress to sleep to mood, to energy, to gut health, to weight management, and pretty much everything else besides. So they're also going to give you the support as well. And they're offering us a 20% discount. If you use KT20 at checkout, which is at thenakedpharmacy.com, and you pop in KT20 at checkout, you will get a 20% discount. Our second wonderful partner is Evolve Beauty. And now the reason I love Evolve Beauty is because their lovely founder, Laura Rudo, is very close to my heart in as much as she really looked at something which actually needed to evolve, hence the pun on the name. But actually she needed some, we all needed to evolve. We needed to come out of chemical-based beauty products, which were bad for our skins, bad for our bodies, bad for our environments, and come up with something which is cruelty-free, which is vegan, which is pregnancy-friendly, which is environmentally friendly and has a commitment to zero waste production and carbon neutral practices. That is quite the remit. I certainly know from setting up the Hey You method, it is really, really difficult to walk the path of integrity. You are being pulled in every single which direction to kind of cut corners, and you have to kind of really be committed to the evolution of everything in order to actually walk that path. Now, Laura has done just that. So that's exactly what she's doing. And again, with very, very highly clinically tested products, which are really good for the skin and really good for the environment. She is also giving us a bargain. She's giving us 20% off at Till Point if you put in this time Brindle20. There are T's and C's that apply, so do please have a look at the description for more details if you need more information. But if you pop over to evolvebeauty.co.uk, you can have a look for yourself and take advantage of the 20% discount. In the meantime, before we get started, I would very much like to give a little bit of interaction from some of the lovely comments that you have sent in. Robin says, the timing of your simple exercise for releasing negative emotions is impeccable. Thank you. Well, that's synchronicity at its best, isn't it, Robin? That's wonderful for me to hear. Catherine says, I have prickly heat over the last week and immediately looked up if you had any tips and found a video of you showing oats and mint leaves. I know that is an absolute blinder. As a compress, it worked wonders and I hardly had any itching. Yay, that's so good. Because it's one of the most annoying things when you finally get nice weather, because we all like nice weather. And then you get all these kind of annoying things that get in the way of it. And I try as much as I can on the content to give you things that you are likely to have kicking around at home. We always have oats at home. I mean, I ate oats for breakfast this morning, and mint is something that you can buy so easily. You can grow it really easily. Don't start me about talking about growing things. We'll get onto that in a minute. So maybe even James and the team can actually cope with growing some mint leaves at home. We shall see. Anyway, Sally says, I've just followed your exercise for relieving bloating pain. Feels a lot better. The masterclass is excellent. I learned so much. Sally, that's great to hear. And also to say to everyone, there are a load of masterclasses on my website, which I've sort of done over the years. So you can sort of see my execution improve over the years, because they started at the beginning of lockdown, where it's me sort of looking at the camera, sort of peering, going, is it even on? Going, And then as I get more confident, they improve. But nonetheless, the content is good all the way through. So before, though, we go on to our main topic of the first Q&A, which is all about lumps and bumps when you're gua sha-ing, I just want to mention, if anyone's wondering, how our money plant is getting on, because it's a bit of a sore point. Because I came in today, we've all been on our summer holidays. The episodes have been going out because we managed to batch produce a few before we left. So it was all business as usual. We all came back. We've all been so pleased to see each other. How's everyone? My first question, how's the money plant? Really sheepish expressions. And I hasten to add, from the men of the team, because basically you went away and basically the guys killed the plant. So the money plant is dead, literally dead, about to be resurrected. Vix is hoping to take it home, see if she can do something. I think all is lost. And they were trying to fob me off by pretending that the money plant had grown suspiciously over the summer, but they weren't going to fob me off because this is a different plant and I actually knew that. So anyway, there we go. This plant is going to reap the benefits of my extensive exhales over the next couple of hours. And the poor little money plant is no longer. So that's a bit sad. So if anyone has any tips, which has got not that much really to do with owning your health, other than the symbiosis between man and nature is paramount. But if anyone has any tips on plant resurrection / money plant resurrection / what do you do when you go on holiday and you've got a bunch of incompetent people who just don't seem to notice anything around them, any advice on the above would be greatly appreciated. So do let us know in the comments below. And do feel free to say James in capital letters, because he is the producer and the buck, James, stopped with you. Yes, and it's no good that he's looking sheepish because he was away with his wife and kids for the last couple of weeks, but it doesn't matter, you should have delegated it. So anyway, I will let that go because it's autumn right now, and in autumn I shall decide. I've been talking a lot this week about my ABC list of letting things go, and I shall pop that under letter A, and I shall allow myself to grieve appropriately that the money plant is no more. And now we shall move on to the first question. So the first question comes from Fitz. And Fitz says, I get blemishes as I gua sha towards the ear. It's like it's blocked, so I've eased up. Will tweaking, kneading like you do in your tutorials clear this? Right, well, before I start going into a new technique where everyone's going, what's tweaking and kneading? Let's just talk about why do we get these blemishes and what do we do about it before we start adding anything extra in. So the thing about gua sha is that often what it's going to do is clear stagnation. Okay, and it increases microcirculation by up to 400%. Now, what is microcirculation? It's one of those things that I sort of trip off the tongue slightly less clumsily than I just said it. For many years, probably for about the last 8 years, actually, as people have kind of learned to understand how brilliant gua sha is. So I talk a lot about the fact that gua sha increases microcirculation by up to 400%. And we all go, oh, great, that sounds marvellous. It's also legally one of the things we're allowed to say. You can't say circulation, but you can say microcirculation. So there, we said it. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that circulation is going to start moving much more actively than it was likely to have been moving before. Because what happens with beauty and ill health and owning your health is that it all goes down to the first principle of health, which I talk about right at the beginning of my very first episode. And do feel free to binge listen to every single episode. We're about episode 72 right now, so feel free to knock yourself out. But in episode number one, we talk about the first rule of owning your health is the free flow of qi and blood around the body. That's what I say. And then the next thing is, I've forgotten actually, what is the next thing I say? My mind's gone blank, I've been on holiday. Free flow of qi and blood around the body. Then purge and nourish, there we go, that's the next thing I say. And then the next thing is strengthening the five key organs. Those are the three key principles that you need to remember, as so do I, because I'm teaching them. Sorry about that, I've been on holiday for too long. So this is what this is doing. Because the first thing is that when you start getting lumpy, bumpy bits appearing, when you're increasing this microcirculation by up to 400%, is that things that have probably just got stuck there, stuck in the energy channels, stuck in the fascia, stuck in the cells of the body, suddenly start to kind of appear, because the body uses the skin as an excretory organ. Always. It's one of the first excretory things that the body will do. This is why spots appear so commonly when we're teenagers, and why often spots appear again when we're menopausal, which is one of the things I get a lot in clinic going, I never had spots as a teenager and I'm having them now. So yeah, I know. It's because the stagnation is building up. So what's then happening is you come along with your Gua Sha tool and you start merrily press stroking, increasing your circulation of qi and blood, and things are going to start coming up towards the surface of the skin for you to release. But the thing is, you don't really want spots, do we? We don't want the spots on our face. So we're like, well, Katie, I understand the principle, but I don't want spots. So therefore, should I stop Gua Sha-ing my face? And the answer is, absolutely not. Because what we need to do is ensure that if we're hooking in to the three key factors of owning your health and beauty, because beauty in Chinese medicine, and I love saying this, is the exterior manifestation of your interior health. So that means if you're not feeling good on the inside, you ain't going to look good on the outside. And if you've ever had a cold, you can say that that's absolutely true, because we will always say, oh my God, I look awful because I'm not feeling very well. Ha. So the opposite indeed applies, which is when you're feeling good, you tend to look good. So when you've got stagnation accumulating in the body, what also happens is you've got these energy channels. And these energy channels, some of them terminate on the face. And two particularly terminate just around in front of the ear, which is where Fitz is saying she's starting to get the spots. So what happens is the body's really clever. Your body's really clever. It's evolved over millions of years. And it's this unbelievably intelligent vessel of just incredibility. It's just brilliant. So what it does is when those channels start to get blocked up or relating to superior organs, because the channel is the triple burner and the gallbladder, those are the channels getting affected. And you're probably sitting there going, well, what's the triple burner? I've never heard of that. Don't even know what that is. Gallbladder, you're thinking, oh, I've got a friend of mine had their gallbladder out. Not really sure what that is either. Isn't it something to do with fats or something, or bile? Right. What's that got to do with spots and my face? Well, it's all to do with the fact that those two organs relate. The triple burner relates to your heart and your gallbladder relates to your liver. And those two organs go back to my three key principles of health, which is strengthening the five key organs. The liver and the heart are two of the five key organs, and they have relationships with other channels, in this case, the liver and the gallbladder, and the heart and the triple burner. And those are huge, great channels, which in this instance finish just in front of the, at the front of the face, so in front of the ears, sides, on the cheekbones, kind of around this zone of the face. I'm sort of, for those just listening, I've just put my hand on my hairline in front of my ear to the sort of side of the hairline at the side of my eye. That's the general zone that we're talking about. And what happens is those channels will pick up negative energy, blockages, trauma, toxicity, just general sort of gunk, that sort of sediment that gets caught up. It's almost like your body's plumbing system during the course of you just living and dealing with the process of life. And they will take it away because they want to carry it away. They're literally carrying it to the ear, to the eye, to the organs of the face, to the ends of the channels, to take it away from those key organs so that they can carry on functioning, but also because they're trying to clear things out. They're sending it to the end of the channel so that it will disperse. So that's what happens. But because modern life is so overwhelming and we've forgotten all of these natural techniques, or they've all been sort of stripped out of the narrative, is that what then happens is they don't necessarily get cleared away because we're too busy. We don't have the techniques, don't know what we're doing, and they get left there and then they build up. And then suddenly you come along with the correct technique, which is here to increase the circulation and get rid of everything. And then, of course, it will bubble up under the skin and turn into low level spots. So you're actually doing yourself a favour by Gua Sha-ing. And the reason why it may well be that it's happening every time you're doing it, and you go, well, I've cleared it, and the spots came, then they went, and then I Gua Sha-ed again, then they came, then they went, is because you've got quite a blockage. Because if you're one of our sort of main target groups, I'm just looking at James here, just gave me some data, that over half our audience is over 45, correct? So therefore, the majority of you listening are over 45, which means you've had a lifetime of stuff. You don't need to come into my clinic to tell me all of that. Just think back about your life and think, yeah, there's quite a lot of stuff I've had to go through in this life. Quite a lot of trauma, quite a lot of ordeals, quite a lot. Yes, I know we have phones and we live in heating and we live in decent homes and blah, blah, blah. But it's still tough. OK, as Dolly Parton said, sometimes it's hard to be a woman. And I am talking to many women, so I can say that too. And men, it's hard to be men too, Dolly. Right. So the point is that you're likely to have accumulated quite a lot of stuff. So it's quite a lot to clear out. So it's a bit like sort of taking a butter pat and just taking your knife and just taking a little bit of butter off the top. then you've still got the rest of the butter pat underneath, and that's also going to need to be cleared. So this is where it gets really interesting, because what do you do then? Because we want to clear the stuff, right? But we don't want the spots, yes? Okay, so how do you do it? Oh, this is where Chinese medicine is so exciting, because you can deal with your beauty via the body. Because the body is just merely sending the gunk up to the end of the channels. But if you clear the channels in other areas of the channel, then it doesn't need to accumulate itself all the way up to the end. You're helping the body before it gets there. I say exactly the same message when I talk about spots on the face, acne, because what you want to do is rid the body of the toxicity before the body sent it up there to deal with it. So at that stage, this is when you need to use the Body Restorer, which is this, which is the silver tool for those of you just on audio. It's a little silver Body Restorer Gua Sha tool. And what you want to do is you want to clear the channel before it gets to the face. And then what will happen is it will drain away from the face, and you'll be clearing it via the neck, via the shoulders, via the chest, via the torso. And that makes complete sense, right? So what do we do? Well, you do not use the metal tool on your face. That is not a good idea, okay? So first thing that you want to do is deal with the face, especially this area, via the neck. Now, this tool is very handy because you can use this on the neck, and you can also use the jade and the rose quartz and the clear quartz on the neck. The neck is the one area of the body where you can do both, okay? So all you do is you take the rounded edge that goes slightly inwards like this, starting at the ear, and you just gently press stroke with oil downwards. I've just pressed downwards to the collarbone. Then you take the tool off the body, so you're not rubbing up and down, and then you go back to just underneath the earlobe, and you go down again. Okay? And you will want to do that about 6 times on one side, 6 times on the other side, always only going down, 6 times at the back of the neck, and 6 times on the other side at the back of the neck. And then for good measure, you want to go over the collarbone and over the tops of the shoulder blades, because you want to start getting these channels involved and also working into the lymph nodes, which is the terminuses of which are sitting underneath these collarbones. Then for good measure, you want to be sweeping down the side. So for this, I've lifted up my arm, put my hand behind my head, so my elbows are outside, and I'm just going down the back of the arms and down the sides of the breast area and into the middle of the waist. And therefore, you're clearing a lot of the congestion that's getting caught up in the channels before it reaches the face. And what you will find is, as you clear it out, that congestion in the face is likely to disperse itself and move downwards. And then the other technique that I would advise you to do as well as that is to take the face brush and the face tapper, which are 2 little tools on the website, because these are really good at dispersing stuck energy and blood under the surface of the skin before you go into Gua Sha, so that you just use the face brush and go down the throat instead, and then clear the throat with the Body Restorer. And for good measure, you just use the face tapper. And when you do a combo of the face tapper and the face brush, it's like literally frothing milk. It feels like a cappuccino going on under there, and it breaks everything down, which means when you then go into the Gua Sha, it clears more easily. It doesn't have to form into pustules in order to be released through the skin. There's this really cool thing that Chinese medicine really understands well, and it's called sublimation. And for some listeners, you've probably heard me talk about this before. Sublimation is when something which is very, very light and ethereal can be compressed, 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 compressed all the way down until it becomes physical. And that's often how we get sick in the first place. But the reverse also is true. And this is where Chinese medicine is so great, because it knows that. So it gives you all these techniques to do so. You can reverse it. Something which becomes physical can actually be broken down until it becomes ethereal again, which means if you break these things down efficiently, they can be carried away by the blood supply, carried away by the lymph supply, or even carried away out through the excretory function of the skin. So that's why you want to really be using 3 key tools in this: the Body Restorer, the face brush, and the face tapper, and then to continue Gua Sha-ing with your face Gua Sha as well. So hopefully that's given you quite a little bit of insight there. Let me just go to the next question. So if there's any more questions about spots and Gua Sha generally, but one of the key messages to this to everybody is, please remember that your beauty is the exterior manifestation of what's going on the inside. So if there's something going on your face, sagging skin, eye bags, crepey skin, spots, hair loss, anything like this, okay, pigmentation, I can't think of anything else, but, you know, certain lines and wrinkles on the face, all of this is explained in Chinese medicine as something which is relating to the organs of the body and something which ultimately has got caught up in those 3 fundamental aspects of self-care, which is the free flow of energy and blood around the body, number one, number one, number one, number one. Number 2, purge and nourish, which means the body needs to excrete all the things it doesn't need anymore and bring in all the new fresh good stuff. And thirdly, strengthening those all important five key organs. I'm just shuffling my paper now, ladies and gents, because I can't remember the next question, even though I've looked at it beforehand. So I'm just going in there now. Just trying to let go of the money plant, that's all. It's just, it's really affected my performance today. No, I'm joking, it hasn't at all. Right, okay, Eva. Eva would like to know, any tips for around the mouth to lift the corners of the lips? Okay, so that's a really, really interesting beauty question, because this is such a telltale sign that we don't like. Okay, now this was one of the first signs of aging that I noticed on my own face, actually. That and my creepy eyelid. Well, that was from overuse of the phone, but it never sort of, it never went away. It was like, okay, right. So what do we do with this? Well, there's a couple of things. The first thing to know about the aging process is that there's many, many channels which end up on the face, and there's certain other channels which begin on the face. And remember that the body is not separate from your beauty. I know the market tends to have divided them. It's sort of beauty products and body products. But when you look at the full energy flow of the body, let me get my lovely my energy man here. So you probably can't see actually on the camera, but just for the sake of just kind of dramatic effect, you've got these energy channels which flow all over your body. They don't just stop because the beauty begins, okay? So what happens is it goes back to the principles that I say over and over again. You've got to look at the five key organs. And those five key organs have relationships with secondary organs, like the liver with the gallbladder, or the lungs with the large intestine, or the spleen with the stomach, or the heart with the triple burner, okay, or the pericardium, okay? So there's other things that we need to understand. It's not just this in isolation. So what's going on here? Well, the mouth has a massive relationship with the spleen and the heart, okay, for different reasons. But then also the stomach channel gets involved, and the stomach channel travels through the face and sort of diverts itself to very, very near to the side of the mouth. Now, if the spleen gets weak, the stomach channel is likely to weaken with it, because they have this deep relationship. And our spleens often do get weak, because often as women, we're dieting. Often the advice of dieting that we've been given, especially women in this age group, as I've said, the majority, well, over half of this audience is over 45, which means we were all born in the 20th century. Okay, so in fact, I would say almost all the audience was born in the 20th century, given that you said that the other group is over 35. So basically, most people listening were born in the 20th century. Right. So if you were a woman born in the 20th century, the chances are you would have listened to fat-free diets, so the no-fat diet, calories in versus calories out. I remember the first diet I ever did was I had to eat 1,000 calories a day. And it was this thing from Women's Realm, of all things. Talk about factual nonsense. It was my mum's Women's Realm magazine. And I was a bit chubby as a child, because that was my nature. And it said I needed to eat 1,000 calories a day. So I did. And nearly passed out in the process. So that was my entry point into the world of dieting. But the point is, it's not really about me. It's about all of us being told misinformation. And over the years, we have probably not actually fed our bodies with the correct food. And because your spleen is responsible in its primary responsibility for your digestive system, if you start messing your spleen about, it's going to start to weaken. Okay. Now, the other interesting thing about the spleen is, aside from being responsible for your digestive system, wait for it. I know James picks up, goes, what? What's she about to say? I love it. Unlike Mr. Brindle, who literally doesn't listen to a word I say, I come to work and everyone's like hanging off everywhere. I go, I'm going to tell you. Right. The spleen is also responsible for your muscles. Yeah, right. Everyone just like, wait for that 1 second. Okay, right. Now, what does that mean? Well, this is a muscle. This, you only need to Google muscles of the face, and you will see on that diagram on Google, first thing that comes up will be there's a muscle right here. So if you've been dieting incorrectly and you've been giving your spleen, thanks to the 20th century, all the wrong foods, you're eating salads in the wintertime and you were fasting, such a posh word for starving yourself, I should know. So starving yourself, eating disorders, all the stuff, you know, all the models were so thin. It was called heroin chic. When I hit teenage years, heroin chic, it was so depressing. I mean, how awful is that? I mean, I don't need to get sidebarred into that, but the knock-on effect to us is that the chances are at some point in your life, if not, you're already still doing it, that you're eating the wrong foods, you're having diet colas with ice in them, trying to skip meals, trying to eat salads because they were low in calories, eating raw foods, eating all the wrong things at the wrong time. And after about 30 to 40 years of this, your spleen's going to start to suffer. And because your spleen is also responsible for your muscles, that means not only is the channel getting impacted directly, but also its relationship with the mouth, which the spleen has a relationship with that, its relationship with the stomach, which has a direct relationship with your mouth, because that's all weakening and your muscles are weakening as well. Now, that's not great. Now, the other problem that gets caught up here is the large intestine. Now, the large intestine relates to your lungs. Now, your lungs per se don't relate to your mouth that much in terms of the connection of the channels. The lungs relate more to the nose in terms of the relationship to beauty, but your lungs relate to the large intestine. OK, and the lungs are fed by the spleen because there's this energy cycle that goes round in a circle and it goes earth to metal. And earth is the spleen and metal is the lungs. So if your spleen, so if you've been breathing kind of OK, which you probably have been, because like back in the 20th century, the air conditions weren't quite as bad as they are now, but they weren't great, but they're worse now. OK, so but nonetheless, you're breathing fine. OK, but you weren't eating properly. You probably weren't, okay? Because British cuisine has come on a long way, but it's still a long way to go before it becomes as good as Chinese cuisine because they really understand food and your body. We'll save that for another episode. But in the meantime, what's happening is you've weakened your spleen and your spleen feeds your lungs in the energy cycle, which means your lungs have become deficient because the spleen was deficient. Now, your lungs partner with the large intestine. Now, your large intestine does have a massive relationship with the corner of your mouth because the channel of the large intestine, interestingly, goes over the top of your mouth. So it cuts right across. It comes right across the side of the face and goes over the mouth and comes across to the nostril bit just there. Trying to think, where am I pointing to? Sort of just at the sort of fleshy bit to the outer edge of my nostril. It goes opposite, okay? Which is why the large intestine is really interesting because it's very much relating to your teeth. So if you've had dental work done, that has a massive relationship with your colon. And snaggly teeth is an indication of a colon not looking as optimum as it does on the diagrams, because you'll find that human colons don't really look like those diagrams. They tend to have a lot of differences. But the colon, or the large intestine, has a massive relationship with fascia. And your colon's getting weak because the lungs are getting caught up in this kind of dieting spleen muscle issue going on. And now the fascia are getting involved as well. So that's the next problem. Fascia is the connective tissue of your body. And the connective tissue has a huge relationship with the energy flow and the muscles and the tissue and the physical construct of your kind of upright body. Without fascia, you would literally be a little sort of blob on the floor. You would have there'd be nothing in your body whatsoever. So your colon is getting involved in that as well as everything else. So it sounds a bit bleak, doesn't it? Everyone's probably sitting there thinking, oh God, we're doomed. Let's all go off to the clinic and get some fillers like shoved into the side of our mouths. No, the good news is there's loads you can do. The first thing I would recommend anybody to do is to download the spleen fact sheet, which is free. Okay, it's on my website, it's free, and it's just been redone. It's really good, if I do say so myself. So you need to look at the spleen. You need to understand some simple basic rules about helping your spleen digest food, okay, which is avoid the four whites. Okay, what are they? Every time I say something new, James's head pops up like a meerkat, and he's right in front of my eye vision. He used to be over there, now he's over here. He's like, oh, what are the four whites? I'm gonna tell you, the four whites: sugar, salt, flour, dairy. Okay, wheat, should I say. Sugar, salt, wheat and dairy. Those are the four whites. Avoid them. They're really not great for the spleen. The thing that the spleen also absolutely hates more than anything is cold. No cold foods, only salads in the summer. And even then, room temperature. If you're going to eat something from the chiller cabinet, I was in Itsu the other day with my daughter and sushi. And you think, yeah, but I said, yeah, but you've got to wait. You can't eat it straight away. She goes, why not, Mummy? Well, it's been sat in the fridge. And therefore it's cold, you can't have that. So at least wait for it to get back up to room temperature and then eat it with the miso soup so that you can warm it back up. Otherwise you're putting cold food in your systems and it's not a good idea. It weakens everything. Okay, there's more useful information like that over on the website. But the other thing that you need to do is to use the little precision tool, which is this little jade precision tool over on the Hey You method. Now this was designed specifically by yours truly, because I too had those little lines appearing on the side of my lips and I did not like them. I thought, what am I going to do about this? So I worked on this little tool, which is really handy because it's got a very, very, very fine-tuned rounded edge just on the tip. And it's designed specifically for the area around the lips and the soft area above and below the eye. That's exactly what this tool is for. So you can do very, very specific gua sha routines with this little precision tool to work on the affected area and indeed gua sha all over the face. And then not only gua sha on the face itself, but go down into the body by using the body sculptor, which I don't have an example because I was supposed to bring it in and I forgot. So I haven't got it here to wave around. But basically the body sculptor, which is on the Hey You method, is this big black Bianstone tool, which you swoosh over your body and it strengthens the spleen. It strengthens the muscles. It clears out the fascia. Because as I've said already on this episode several times, if you look after the body, the beauty will take care of itself. Okay, you can strengthen the organs from your face, but you can strengthen your beauty via the physical body. And it's a really useful way of doing it. If I may say, I mean, I'm not one here for self-aggrandizement at all, but people do say you do look really young. I mean, people do say that to me a lot. Okay, and one of the reasons why is because I do so much of this work on my body all the time. I mean, literally, I spend half my life in my bathroom, fiddling around, sorting out tools, talking to people about it, filming it, demonstrating it, doing lives in my knickers, which seems to be what I spend half my life doing. The point is that when I scrub up, like now, people go, wow, you look really good for 52. And I'm like, well, yeah, I do what I tell you. Because the thing is, this stuff works. Okay, China had the most incredible understanding of health, second to none. It makes me absolute fizz with excitement that this treasure hasn't yet been stamped out. One of the issues with Europe was that we did have the witch hunt, and I'm not here to start banging on about that because what's done is done. But what we need to do is draw back the wisdom from a culture which hadn't actually killed it all off. It was still going strong. It just needs a bit sort of tweaking so that we understand it in the West, because it's kind of got, you know, Eastern terminologies and we're like, oh, what's qi and what's stagnation, what's this and what's that, and what does the word shu mean and what's bianstone and blah blah blah. But once you've got some chatterbox like me banging on about it in this wonderful format, you can get your head around it and go, actually, all is not lost. There's a load of things that you can do that will make a massive difference to these issues. And it's not just the indentation at the side of your mouth, it's any single beauty issue that you have. So if anyone has any more beauty questions, I think kind of a beauty special, James, is a really good idea because I think people are going to love it. I love talking about it. Well, mind you, I love talking full stop. So there we go. But anyway, so thank you all for joining me today. So if you've got any questions and you're on any modality like Instagram or TikTok where you can add questions or YouTube, do put them in because we love our comments. So those are the two things that we've talked about today. Do please put in your comments below whether you've enjoyed the episode, whether there's more beauty things you'd like me to discuss, any issues that you've had with the tools. And if you are on the podcast right now on Spotify or Apple, do please share this with your loved and dearest, because this is how we get this information out there. And in the meantime, I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.